fracking, or deep well horizontal directional drilling, is a new or unconventional type of oil and gas extraction. Fracking involves the injection of millions of gallons of highly pressurized fracking fluid to create new channels in the rock, which can increase the extraction and production of the gas or oil.
So what makes this such a dangerous practice? What happens to the water once it's been injected into the rock?
The water itself is laced with hundreds of chemicals of concern. And then when it interacts with the rock underground, it picks up heavy metals and possibly radiation. And about half of it comes back out of the well and needs to be disposed of.
And so what are the disposal methods that are being used right now for this contaminated water?
Well, that's why the Sierra Club is concerned. Currently, the Ohio Department of Natural Resources and Ohio EPA cannot properly regulate or monitor the disposal of this waste. Its waste can be applied to roadways, sent to municipal wastewater treatment facilities, and dumped into injection wells.
Injection wells are one of those things that really have people concerned as far as contaminating the groundwater. What kind of contaminants are in this water, and what should people be worried about?
Well, there's hundreds of different types of chemicals that are used. The brine is very salty. There's heavy metals, strontium, barium, and also possibly radiation. In Ohio, the shales that we have here have a lot of radium in them. And Ohio is currently accepting millions of barrels of out-of-state waste from Pennsylvania and injecting it underground.
Why is Ohio such a popular spot for companies to test this strategy?
Ohio, unlike Pennsylvania and some of our neighbors, has a lot of sandstone formation. So our geology makes it convenient to locate these injection wells here.
What's the Sierra Club position on the long-term effects of fracking?
We are deeply concerned about the environmental and public health from fracking wastewater contamination. Currently, there's 150 wells that have been permitted in Ohio, many of these in just the last 3 months. If we continue to see the exponential growth of this virtually unregulated industry, we're very concerned about the effects to our water quality and our watershed.
This sounds like almost like a betrayal of the public trust. Public lands are meant for just that, for public use. Is it even right for a private entity to be able to come in and extract minerals or trees for private gain?
It was not legal for our state parks and state forests to lease lands until last year.
Really?
When the state legislator passed House Bill 133 to give them special permission to do so.
You can find out how to get more information about the Sierra Club Ohio chapter and fracking on our website at wnku.org under local news. Matt Trocken, happy holidays. Thank you for being with us.
Thank you, Matt.